That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Hey, listener, it's Zach Harper, Amin El-Hassan, and Anthony Mays of Cinephobe. You may be asking yourself, what is Cinephobe? Amin, would you like to fill in the people?
Cinephobe is the podcast where Zach and I watch movies that are poorly rated on Rotten Tomatoes and try to ascertain.
We're trying to ascertain?
Yes.
Okay.
Ascertain.
Whether or not they're accurately poorly rated, or maybe they didn't get a fair shake. Cinephobe, produced by this guy, Anthony Mays.
Hey, that's me. I produced this show. I also watch the movies, even though that wasn't included in the description, and I also ascertain. This month is...
Whoa!
Oh, Maze, why do you say that? Supercharge it. So that this promo can remain evergreen.
I feel like explaining a little bit more.
In 60 seconds?
I don't know. Maybe I don't bring attention to it. Assuring people like, look, if you listen, you're going to get it. Just give it time.
That's a good promo. Just listen to it.
Give it time.
You'll figure it out.
Is this the promo right now?
Isn't it?
Okay, I think we got it.
Cinephobe.
Wherever you get podcasts.
And now we take you live to French Trump's weekly press conference.
Hello, it is I, French President Trump. I'm here for the French President Trump press conference. I shall now take questions from the press.
Mr. President.
Gracias, Mr. President. Antonio Montoya with Telemundo. You said in a statement this week that you don't think of the United States as a developed country. How then, sir, are you defining developed?
You know, big breasts. Next question.
Mr. President, question here for you.
That woman right there. Yes, you.
Thank you, Mr. President. Tiffany Taylor with Essence Magazine. There is no evidence that Obama and Hillary Clinton spied on your campaign, yet you repeated it as if it were fact again just a few days ago. Can you tell us what you are basing that on?
I saw them, Barack Obama, was sitting in the lobby of the Trump Tower, looking through two holes he cut in a newspaper. He pretended to read. He was looking at my campaign. I could see him. But when I called for security, he was gone. He's very fast, you know. I'm faster, of course, but he is very fast. He's not from here, a lot of people say. And Hillary Clinton, I have seen her in many shrubs. Next question.
Mr. President.
Yes, Karen
von Carlson, OAN. Everything you do is so much better than Obama, sir.
Thank you, Karen. Do you have a question?
Not really, sir.
Next question.
Mr. President.
Tiffany Taylor with Essence Magazine again. You did 18 interviews with Bob Woodward. There was often no press secretary or aide in the room because you would call Mr. Woodward late at night from the residence. He has tapes of the interviews to back up what he quotes you as saying, and yet you call the book a political hit job.
Yes, it was. It was a political hit job. He was just trying to make me look bad.
Mr. President, he wrote down what you said.
That's what I mean. It makes me look terrible. He should be like Kayleigh McEnany. I say something, and then she says, no, the president did not say that. See, she doesn't write down what I say. She is a talent. I'll tell you what, Bob Woodward just ruined his chance to be my press secretary. Next question.
Mr. President. Thank you, Mr. President. Emmett Manning, New York Newsday. Mr. President, it has come out that during your campaign in 2016, you personally approved the National Enquirer stories and cover photos of your primary rivals. including the cover story about Ted Cruz that claimed his farmer was linked to the JFK assassination. Wouldn't you call that a political hip job, sir?
Who told you that? Was it that fucking shrub Hillary? I told you she spied on my campaign. Or was it Ted Cruz's fat, ugly wife? It is not my fault if Ted Cruz's father happened to be on the grassy knoll. If he was, I don't know, but people say he might have been. Maybe he was just in the wrong place at the wrong time. Maybe he was just buying drugs for Marco Rubio's father and happened to get caught up in JFK's assassination. That can happen. Next question.
Mr. President, just a follow-up. Just a follow-up. Thank you. Thank you. During the campaign, you called Senator Cruz Lying Ted, yet you just announced that he is on your list of Supreme Court nominees. Did you make some sort of deal with Ted Cruz?
Of course not. Once I became president, Ted Cruz realized his wife was no prize and that his father may have shot Reagan. I did not promise him anything.
Yes, Mr. President, but you yourself called him Lying Ted for months. Yet now you think he's qualified to be a Supreme Court justice?
He's been much better since he grew a beard. Facial hair has been a big improvement for Lion Ted. Next question! Next question!
Mr. President! Antonio Montoya again with Telemundo. You knew about the extraordinary deadly potential of COVID-19, and you lied to the American people for months. Squandered the opportunity to reduce its impact, killed 190,000 people, destroyed the economy, and with it, the livelihoods, hopes, and dreams of all but a handful of profiteers. Why shouldn't you resign right here and now?
No one wants Pence.
He should resign too. He's equally culpable.
Then we would have Nancy Pelosi as president. She broke the rules and had her hair done. Do you want a president who would get their hair done during a deadly pandemic? And she was not wearing a mask. And besides, her hair is flat. Next question. Next question.
Mr. President.
Yes, Karen Von Carlson again, OAN. Mr. President, you were trying to keep people calm, weren't you, sir? I felt calm all through January and February. Thank you, sir.
Yes, Karen, that is right. I am a cheerleader for this country. That's what leadership is.
Give me a you.
Moi.
No, sir. Give me a you.
You.
Give me an S.
Where are you going with this?
Just follow me, sir. You'll see. Give me an S.
S.
Give me an A.
A.
U-S-A.
Oh. Next question.
Mr. President.
You right there. Mr. President.
Emmett Manning again, New York Newsday. Mr. President, so many news organizations have reported that you have called service members, veterans, and even military killed in service suckers and losers. What do you have to say about that?
Fake news! No one loves the military more than moi. If the military was a woman, I would let her spank me with my tax returns and then fuck her like she was my next wife. Next question.
Mr. President, Betty Montalvo with the San Juan Star, you told Bob Woodward that COVID-19 was spread through the air. Even if you were trying to keep people calm by lying to them about the pandemic then, now we know, and you are still holding rallies, and people are packed together. Why?
Our numbers are so good. We have better numbers than any other country. Like, we have the number 4. I love the number 4. I use it all the time. I have 4 kids, you know.
Mr. President, you forgot about Tiffany again.
Oh! I love the number 5. 5 is a fantastic number. People say it all the time. 4 and 5, fantastic numbers.
You know, I think Obama would have killed a lot more people than you, Mr. President.
This press conference is over.
Give me a U.
Not now, Karen.
This has been a live broadcast of French Trump's weekly press conference.
A podcast network.